Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Tomorrow's day one of our birthday letter month, and I'd like to give you an idea on what to share with us. Several weeks ago, you may have heard me read the letter from a listener who didn't believe God answers prayer anymore. Well, here's one listener's response to that letter and her story about answered prayer. Dear WRVM staff, I listen to your station almost every day. I'm a widow and enjoy the company your station provides throughout the day. I heard the letter from a listener who felt God doesn't answer prayer. Since hearing that, I've been compelled to share my story with those who doubt. In 1978, I was 32, mother of six children, the youngest not quite three. Only by God's grace did I find a tumor in my breast, which turned out to be not only cancerous, but it had spread beyond the tumor. I was a new believer who had not been offered any discipleship. I went through surgery and was scheduled to do 12 months of chemo, but it made me so violently ill that I came to believe if I continued, it would kill me. So I quit, cold turkey. I turned to God in prayer. I really didn't know how to pray, but fell on my knees and cried out to God. I was frantic about leaving my children. I trusted the message of God's love for me, so I continued to call on Him for increased faith and strength to face whatever lay ahead. I finally released my desires, fears, and will to Him, knowing if I should die, He loved my children too and would care for them as well. I left my life with Him once again, first for salvation, then for my physical life. The day I did that, I picked up my Bible. It opened to 2 Kings 20. Tears flooded my eyes when I read verse 5. I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. It was as though God had led me to that verse to comfort me and give me strength to face each new day, trusting in Him. Well, there have been many more answers to prayers, too numerous to mention here. Well, that's a great testimony of God answering prayer, don't you think? I'd love to hear yours as you write to us during our birthday letter month that begins tomorrow. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Our website address, wrvm.org. You can leave us a letter there, and you can purchase your tickets for our upcoming concert with Tribute Quartet on September 9th. Thank you for joining me for the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell.